just want to explain the concept. You might have heard the phrase heter ishka in regards to a person who wants to take a loan and wants to how to make payments above the amount of the loan. Just the idea behind it and how it works a little bit. Obviously, if any person is ever getting involved in such a situation, obviously he should go to a person who knows what he's doing, draw up the heter ishka properly. Many of them have drawn up improperly. So we're not giving legal advice. You know, they say at the bottom, this is not considered as legal advice. Do not rely on this for all matters of halacha, see your Orthodox rabbi. The word iska is found, the het iska is never found in the Gemara. The Gemara uses the word iska, it's the Gemara in Bamitsi, it talks about an iska. An iska is an investment arrangement between two peoples. An investor, I have money, I want to invest in a business. You do not have money, but you are willing to work in a business, hopefully therefore getting some part of the profit. So I'm going to invest. And then there's another person who's going to be the manager who's going to take care of the funds. What happens in Gomorrah, the Morsha, the arrangement which the Gomorrah used for an Iska was, the way it's construed, is when I give you, let's say, $1,000 investment, 500 of it is a loan to you. So the manager now has $500 to his name. It's his $500. He borrowed it. He can do whatever he can use it for himself. And 500 is a big cut. That's my money still. Therefore, we've invested $1,000 and the business goes, it loses some money, we share in the losses equally, because you took part of the money, I took part of the money. So I took the loss, you take the loss. If there's profits, we share in the profits equally, because you invested $500, you borrowed $500 and invested it, and I invested $500, so I have a right to get that part also. Each person gets half of the losses and half of the profits. There's only one problem the Gemara still deals with, is, you know, the person borrowed money, he's investing, and that's very nice. Why is he working on my half of the money? Well, part of the reason why he's working on my half of the money is because I was nice enough to lend him money. Oh, that's not good. You can't work for me because I lent you money. So I have to pay you a managerial fee for your work that you're doing. So I have to pay you a minimal amount for your work. So besides the 50% profit you're going to get from the business, right, and I get 50%. I'm going to give you a fee for your work also. We could also make it that you'll get 55% of the profit, or we can make a specific amount. That's fine. That's the Iska of the Gemara. So they came along about 500 years ago. Jews, historically, one of the few businesses that Jews were allowed to be involved in was money lending. This is their parnosa. So if that was the question, that's how they lived, they couldn't do anything else. The guard didn't let them do anything else in Europe over there. So they wanted to create a way where a person could lend money to another Jew and get some money out of it, get some type of a benefit out of it, not being over this or over this. So they came up with the idea of writing a heter iska, means transforming a loan into an iska. So in a case where the purpose of the loan was actually for the purpose of investing in a business, it was very easy. You're going to have a business, then we'll invest in it, and that's the heter iska. If it was for a personal loan, it's more complicated, and if you do have that issue, it's not all pushing, allow it in certain cases. It's not so simple how to do a personal loan into an iska, but it can be done. You should speak to somebody. Now, so here I go, and I'm lending you, you want to borrow $1,000. And I'm not really interested in making an investment over here. I'm interested in getting my interest. So you say, okay, listen, 50-50, and we're going to share the losses and the profits equally. So, 1 second, buddy. I'm not even lending $1,000 to come back. That at the end, you know, it's 50-50, 500-500, and there's losses, and I get back 900 at the end. I'm not interested in lending the money. So that was a problem, which the people did not want to do. So they came with the following condition, which is a condition can be put into the arrangement. If it's reasonable, you can put it in. If it's something the business might do, you can put it in. Well, a reasonable arrangement was that if you claim there's losses, why do I have to trust you? I only trust you if you bring valid witnesses. Okay, it's a little bit harder to substantiate that. So now, at least I feel more guaranteed that if there's any claim of a loss, I'm not up the creek because you have to bring these witnesses. There have to be witnesses who have a potential of knowing about it. I can't say two witnesses who live in America are going to testify on this loan in Krakow is not going to work. That's not a fair condition, but to be a fair condition is acceptable. So they made the arrangement to put that in, that we can acquire you to bring aid in to testify to that point. And if you don't bring aid in, you have to assume that there was no loss, and you have to pay the full amount. Because there was no loss, as far as we know, and you have to pay the full amount. That was an arrangement to protect the investor from not really losing the money. It wasn't a full protection. If it was a full protection, it wouldn't work, because then it's a loan already. There was a person had an option how actually to claim there was a loss. Furthermore, we assume that this investment will make some profit. You know, it's an investment, should make some profit. You claim there was no profit, that's fine. I would like you to swear in Besdin that that's so. If you claim there was no profit, we assume there was profit, and therefore I'm expecting to get a certain amount of money. Obviously, it's possible that it's not. If it's not, I would like you to substantiate that claim. Therefore, we go to you. I would expect you to swear in Besdin. I'm afraid you're a guy who might swear publicly, but if Pius and Sefer Torah on Shabbos morning in front of the whole Sefer, I want you to swear to the guy that. I'm not going to do that. So, but he could if he wanted to. So again, I'm protecting it. Rav Moshe points out on the tshuva, and the both halves, if I know what happened with the business, I cannot make him bring aid in. And if I know what happened, I can't make it. I know that the whole point is I'm not sure and I question, I have a right to get a verification. If I know what happened, I can't. So that creates, I lend you money to buy a house, which is a personal loan. We arrange in a way which works. And you say, well, there was no profit. Hesitation. Listen, I mean, I read the paper every single day. I know what the interest rates are, what's happening with the house crisis. So that's what creates. It's not so simple to arrange this that should work in a way which will work. You have to be careful how you set it up because there are problems with it. So this is the idea behind the Hesker. We transform the loan into a business arrangement. Now there's one point which is left is in American law. They treat tax purposes, they treat loan payments and interest payments different than they treat benefits from a partnership. Interest you pay on a house is tax deductible. Interest that profits that you get from a business is not tax deductible. Well, I would love to take that $15,000 of interest that I'm paying this year and deduct it from my income tax. Well, you just made it into a business profit, and you can't do that. So there are ways which have to be done in a way which is done. If you want to maintain the status of a loan for American legal purposes, and this arrangement, it's not so simple how to do that. That's why you need somebody who's very, who knows what he's doing, both in the halachic part and the legal part, or two people at least to know what they're doing together, to make such this arrangement of Hesher Iskah for you. So again, don't do it on your own, but this is the idea behind it. Have a good morning.